We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are a $1.7 billion operation. And just like the private sector would do, I think it's prudent that we review the compensation of our chief executive officer, our chief fiscal officer, our chief law enforcement officer, to ensure that our compensation package is as competitive as it can be to attract the best possible candidates for those positions. This is not about any individual. This doesn't go into effect until future years, until the next term of office for those positions. It does not include increases for lawmakers or legislators, and it was done so in a responsible, balanced fashion. And I believe after 23 years, at some point, we've done so in a public way. We've done it. We've been transparent. This is not behind closed doors. This was not some side deal. It was done with citizens of this community getting together, conducting analysis, looking at other municipalities, looking at other counties around the state, looking at the work functions of what these individuals are responsible for engaging in terms of being the chief executive officer, fiscal officer, and senior security officer for this county. And they determined that a modest adjustment was warranted, and I believe that that recommendation was prudent.
What other government can you think of, other than, of course, Erie County now, ties annual salary to the consumer price index?
What I would say is clearly there was a flaw in the system that for 23 years there was no adjustment. So now you're in a situation where instead of having modest maybe adjustments on a year or every couple of year basis, we went into a situation where we went 23 years without any adjustment. What I think the commission did wisely is they said, let's not try to make up all of that in one bite. Let's not try to do all of that in one action. Let's make an adjustment, and they go through the analysis, and I encourage anyone to read the report. They go through great analysis to say, this would bring us into comparable, it's still below many, many counties across New York State. Bring us into a more balanced structure and allow for cost of living adjustments over a period of time so that you don't have to, so that that analysis can continue for the future and that you don't run into situations where you have police officers in small villages making more than the sheriff heading up the sheriff's department. Think about the issues and the problems that we've had within that, and this is not a knock at anyone individually, but think about how important that office is. That is a critical office, and we should be looking at it in terms of compensating the people who are running these critical, important operations within a $1.7 billion operation. We should be ensuring that we're attracting the best possible candidates to those positions.
I know you like that mechanism, but the question still remains, can you think of any other government that does this or will do this?
I represent the County of Erie. We have a process. We have a county charter that puts this panel in place. I think they thought out of the box. They did the analysis. Rather than the other model would have been to recommend maybe a larger one-shot raise on the front end to those positions. They did it in a more balanced approach. I think that's responsible to do it modestly and then do it over a period of time. Nothing precludes this legislature or future legislatures from taking other action to address issues in the future. And again, it's tied to the CPI, which is consistent with how most employers look at how they are doing year-to-year increases. It's how rank and file members of the various labor bargaining units are looked at in terms of how they receive increases over time. And it takes the politics out of a process to ensure that we are getting the most qualified people to be executives within county government. This does not apply to lawmakers. This does not apply to every position in county government. This is, I would argue, the three most important positions in county government, and we should be compensating those positions. We should treat those positions as seriously as they are required and ensure that we're getting the most qualified people to be considered for those positions, and I think we need to be competitive with the salary structure that we have in place.
Let me ask about the politics here. Are there any politics in play, given that in 2014 this was rejected when Republicans were in control, and then now Democrats are in control, and this gets done?
I can't speak to the past. What I can tell you today is I think we had a very open and transparent process. We heard from the commission. They had an opportunity to be heard and make their presentation. I don't recall in 2014 that they even had an opportunity to have their report considered. That was, when I originally clocked this in, that was, at that point, my goal, my purpose of that resolution was to at least allow the citizen commission who would engage in all this work to have the report, at least have an opportunity to be considered. We had that consideration. We can engage in a public hearing. We have debated it publicly, with sunshine all around, and you know, we took the action that I believe makes sense following the recommendations of a bipartisan citizen panel that was put in place with chartered responsibilities, and we're following the recommendations that they've adopted.
Just for the sake of clarity, these don't go into effect until the next term.
Correct. These are not raises. These are adjustments to the positions of three offices that will occur on the next term of office for those positions. There is no immediate fiscal impact to the Erie County budget.
Some people may still see the sort of year-to-year or term-to-term impact when it goes from, you know, roughly about 10-15% increase in pay. So how do you explain that to taxpayers that, you know, this is, you know, their money and it's being used wisely?
I would say that the members of the public that I represent that I've spoken to want to ensure that we have the best possible people in these positions. And when you don't make adjustments for 23 years for whatever reason may be, and you don't make changes, you're left with a situation where you have a system where you have third and fourth tier employees making more than the people who are managing them. That does, or you have other municipalities or other areas of law enforcement where officers and managers are making far more than the most senior law enforcement officer for this county. It creates a structure that's out of balance. I believe it's chilled. It had a chilling effect on strong, quality people in our community from being able to consider applying for these positions, being considered for these positions. We have the chief fiscal officer for Erie County. Find me a CPA making $79,000 that would run for a countywide position, would be charged with a $1.7 billion year operation. Show me in the private sector where that would work. You need, and this is not a knock on anyone holding those offices. We all do this for public service. But over time, if you don't make adjustments, if you're not ensuring that you're competitive, you have a situation like we have now where we're out of balance. I think the taxpayers lose in that end. We have been responsible in county government. We have cut taxes. We have maintained services. We have increased funding for organizations that need them in this county. We have dealt with the opioid epidemic. We are taking out issues head on. We have passed legislation that has had a real impact in our community. And it's critically important that we set ourselves up to have the structure in place to move forward for the future.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.